Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're looking at giving in the local church. Hallelujah. So taking our reading from Matthew 28, from verses 18. Matthew 28 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He says, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. I love how God teaches this book. He says, go therefore and teach all nations. Now, we say to teach all nations is the word to disciple. Hallelujah. Amen. Matitis. Where you have our matitio. Where you have the word matitis. He says, go therefore and disciple men. Make disciples of every nation. He says, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Mark that word, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am. Another thing to mark. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Amen. So therefore, when you use the word I am with there, we say it's a fact of Jesus as God. So Jesus laid claim to that fact that he is the God of the scriptures, the God of Israel. Okay, you hear me? He's the God of Israel, the God of the Jews. Hallelujah. So for him to say, I am, means he is God. Hallelujah. So that's the word ego am I, a word reserved for God. Say, I am with you, a phrase you also find in Mark. Well, Mark will say, Mark 16 from verse 15, said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That he that believes not shall be damned. And this time shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils, they will speak in your tongues. So they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. Amen. It says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them. Then they italicized, but it's surprising that in that sense. And the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. So God walking with them, I am with you always. These are facts of salvation. Facts of the soter in salvation. We find it also in Luke will say, you receive of the Spirit within upon. Hallelujah. It says, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. So that is the word endure, or may endure, to put on what is already made available. What is made available? The Spirit, God, with you always. You see that? I am with you always. Hallelujah. So you say you put it upon. Hallelujah. Just a fraction of that will be whosoever sins ye forgive have forgiven them. Meaning God is carrying out his tax in the earth through the believer. Do you see that? So God walking with them. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's a fact you can meet in scriptures. It's a fact you can meet that God is with the believer. Hallelujah. God never kept out of the earth. He's with us. So therefore, we say, if God is with us, that means I need to understand what Luke is writing. I'm setting a preamble for what we're going to teach for more power. Hallelujah, I'm setting a preamble for that. Amen? So that means, I will begin to look at something again. What we'll teach and get into believers, believers authority, see us. He said this preamble, when you now ask, what does Luke then mean when he says he was taken up into heaven? Did you see that? Amen. Taken up into heaven. So that means my definition of heaven is different from Luke's definition of heaven, then there is a problem. Go to God. Because God, Jesus, alludes to the fact that he never left the earth. Are you following me? He never left the earth. So therefore, my definition of heaven today must be the same definition Luke had in his world. Hope you're following me. If not, there is a big discrepancy that needs to be amended.
Hallelujah. So I am with you always.
That takes us back. That means Luke's definition of heaven will be Jesus' definition of heaven. And that should be our definition of heaven. That is why in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus will say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
So that means it must be the same.
Hallelujah. Which we saw from Luke that Jesus' explanation of scriptures or Jesus' explanation will not be different from Moses and the prophets.
He would give explanation to them.
Hallelujah.
That is the word diamenio, Luke 24:27.
He interpreted the scriptures. So therefore, the role of the Bible student today,
the role of the local church today is that of Bible interpretation.
Okay, the role of the local church today is the role of Bible interpretation.
That is to say, scriptures are properly taught in the local church. Or scriptures should be properly taught in the local church. The local church is where we'll bring men who have proper understanding of scriptures and lead it. That's what the local church is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That said,
let's begin to look at some few things. So we said in Bible interpretation, there are things you need to get straight.
We say one, in Bible interpretation, you must ensure, because in Bible interpretation we say we seek to find what was in the mind of the writer when they wrote. Therefore, we ruled out 3 on Sunday and 4 on Thursday. It's just, I did that on purpose. We ruled out 4. And then we said, one, a word cannot mean today was never meant when it was written. Hallelujah. Amen.
So you don't, a Bible text cannot have a different meaning, or cannot have a meaning different from what the writer intended it to be.
Hallelujah. So therefore, how would I know what was the writer's intention when reading the text? I must allow the text to interpret itself. Hallelujah.
If Moses' word for bless and blessing my words are not together, are not the same, therefore there is a problem.
So I need to align my words to his words.
I need to receive his word. Amen.
Somebody was discussing with me morning into afternoon, and he said, "Smart, you know, one profession," he said, "it's not well trained." Amen. Is it smart?
There are two professions I don't like. I said, which are we? He said, first of all, the first profession I hate is being a lawyer. I said, why?
He said, because they bamboozle us with too much Latin. And I said, oh, interesting. And I said, what is the second?
He said, the second is being a pastor. I said, why? He said, because they bamboozle us with too much Greek. And I laughed.
And I said, I asked him, do you believe that every word has its origin? He said yes. Okay. So what is the main origin of most English words?
He says, bit of Latin. I said, so does this one, and you say you are an intellectual. He claims to be an intellectual. I said, intellectual, you said
you don't like lawyers because they take you back to Latin words. I said, because that is the origin of most of the words you have. I said, for the Greek words.
I said, the reason why you go back to Greek and also Hebrew. Now, why would you tell me Greek? That is not my language. I said, because for you to just speak a word in your language without understanding the root word, you are missing the message of the writer. And nothing is as worse as missing the message of the writer.
Imagine you write to me and you are telling me something very vital, and me reading back didn't catch what you are saying.
Okay, for you. It means that everything you put in writing is a waste.
Glory to God. It's a waste. So I need to understand what was in your mind when you wrote the letter. What is your intention for writing to me? What point are you driving at?
I said, now, listen to this. I now told you that scriptures, Bible has written for years before your great-grandfather and the father, the great-grandfather of the great-grandfather was born.
The Bible has been written. Is it true? And I said, yes. Now imagine that thousands of years, and it was not written in English. Do you agree to that? He said, yes. I said, fine. Since it wasn't written in English, which language was written? He said, Greek. I said, fine.
And when he said, yes, I said, yes. And I said, listen to this. And I said, so,
when you don't have a conflict of words, especially in your world, what do you think you should do? Say, hey, I will check it out. Oh ho, you will check it out to see what it means. That's why you have to go back again to reveal the one is not your language. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. You know, we have that conversation because someone was just saying Zoe is God's kind of life.
And that life, yeah, it's God's kind of life. But not actually God's kind of life, it's actually life. The guy was like, no, it's Greek, it's Greek. I said, no, trust me. Now carried dictionary. No, you now carried Google. Now checked Google. I'll say, oh. I said, do you know it more than the owners of the language? You get me? You don't know it more than the owners of the language. I said, but it can be called God's life. I'm not giving instances in scripture where it can be God's life. I'm giving instances where life, the way was used for life of people. I showed it. And they're like, oh. I said, that is it. Amen.
Amen. And I asked him, do you know what is called suke? And I said, no. And I said, don't even bother going there. He said, I would throw spanner into your wheel.
I said, no. I would have started off another class. I said, okay, can you not see Zoe is like? It's just like saying agape is God's love. It's the love of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But agape was used to demonstrate God's love to us.
Hallelujah.
So that brand agape is God's love. Hope you are following me.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So that was what led to this guy now asking this funny question after a while. I just have to answer it. You must not miss the message of the writer. Hope you're following me. Never miss it. So that means you must allow the text to interpret itself. Hallelujah. You see, context will always bail you out. It's not just king. It's not just key. It will always bail you out. Context. Let's read words in context. Don't use dictionary. Dictionary should be your last source. Amen. Don't you see a word quickly go to the dictionary? No, you'll miss it. Hallelujah. Look at it in context first. Hallelujah. Thirdly,
we said when a statement isn't possible, a figure of speech is intended, right?
And when it comes to figure of speech, always ask yourself, what does it point to?
Amen. Always ask yourself that question. What does this figure of speech point to? What is it trying? What is the writer trying to use it to achieve?
What is the writer trying to use it to get at? Then you look at what he's trying to get at. Amen. Try to look at what he's trying to use it to get at.
Not now taking it literal. Like, eat the tree of life.
The trees you should eat. No, you have to look at it again. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. The figure of speech. Look at it again.
Also, the use of the word, I told us, I get that was on Sunday. When I told us, spoke about vagabond on last Thursday. Vagabond?
Yes.
On Thursday, okay, yeah.
Like the use of the word vagabond, that is not a figure of speech, but I was supposed to say that, like, you know, I'm not using my note there. So I was supposed to say that when I said context is key.
Where if you use the word vagabond, fugitive and vagabond in Genesis chapter number 4, you have to read it in the context of Genesis, in the context of that conversation Cain had with God.
Hallelujah.
You will find that same use of word used for someone that wonders, a wanderer. But in the context of what Cain used it for, a fugitive and a vagabond, I would be, was not referring to him wandering around the earth. Okay, follow it. It refers to what? Away from God's protection. Away from God's presence. Do you see that? Okay, follow it.
It doesn't mean that the rejection of Cain now means Cain started walking like a madman all around. No. I would say he built himself a city.
Hallelujah.
He became wealthy. Glory to God. So therefore we say,
whether you have money or doesn't have or you don't have money is not a measurement of whether you are in God's will or not. Right? Was that what we said?
Hallelujah. Let's go further. The fourth one. The fourth one we said, Moses.
And writing to them, trying to know what was the mind of Moses, is that Moses would employ the culture of their day.
Most times, or many times, Moses employed culture that was available in their world, using it to point them to God's plan or what God is saying to them.
repeat the culture. And what will God do? God will accommodate them.
We saw that God had to accommodate oil, the use of oil. Hallelujah. Also, we saw
Sabbath. We saw Passover. Those were cultures in their world. Hallelujah. Sorry, I said Passover. Sorry. Sabbath. Amen.
We saw Sabbath worship. We saw sacrifices. Sacrifice was not God that invented it. Hallelujah. As a subsequent writer will say, God had no pleasure in them. God didn't teach it.
Hallelujah. But it was borrowed.
Oh, therefore, it was borrowed. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. It's getting but a bit darker. Okay. Glory to God. So, we said, if you stay with the culture,
it will be that you are staying with shadow. Right? So, you don't stay with the culture. We look at what is the culture used to explain.
Hallelujah. So, you look at what the culture is explaining, rather than staying with the culture. Hallelujah. So, we began looking at the culture of giving. They have a culture in their world, which is the culture of tithing.
Tithing was a culture in their world.
How are you following?
Tithing was a culture in their world. Like you said, it was a culture in their world. They used so. Tithing is given to kings. Given to kings and those who were in high offices.
Hallelujah. It's given, and what is tithing? One tenth. But why was it given to kings in their world, in their culture? It used to show honor.
Is this to show honor? So Moses was about to give them tithes in the wilderness to show an attitude of honor.
Listen, to show an attitude of honor, an attitude that God would display in the resurrection. Listen, Moses was trying to show them an attitude of honor, an attitude of what God is going to display, and an attitude of giving. Amen. So Moses would now write what was sustainable in their culture, which is tithing. Tithing is an act of giving used to show honor.
Do you see that?
Amen. So that means giving was a sign of honor. And what did he now do? Moses now wrote of Abraham, who was one of their forefathers, a patriarch, and how he gave to a man called Melchizedek, who is a king of Salem. Do you see that? Melchizedek is a king. Melchizedek is a man. Do you see that? A man who is a king. What are you following? Of Salem. Melchizedek is not Jesus reincarnated or Jesus coming before his time. Come on, what's that? Amen. Amen. So when writer of Hebrew, I've explained that to us, I'm saying it again. When writer of Hebrew says, is without father or mother, is without beginning of days or end of days, that is writer of Hebrew trying or giving an explanation to Genesis. That Moses didn't tell us who his father was, who his mother was. Did you see that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So rather Moses used him as an archetype. We're not looking at that today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So I said, Melchizedek gave Jesus, and I said that Jesus gave Abraham unjust food.
At that point of marrying, he gave Abraham Holy Communion. No. It was actually unjust food. So at that point of communion, of talking, that I guess Abraham now knew he was a king and gave him
one tenth of his spoil,
just to show honor. It was within their culture. So Moses picked that and then gives it to them in the ordinance. You see that? But what is the intention? What is the intention?
Was to show an attitude of giving that will be found first in God, and they will have to exhibit it. Is that not it? Is that not it?
Hallelujah, they will have to exhibit it. Just like sacrifice. Sacrifice was used to show God's sacrifice. And how was it used to show God's sacrifice? Before you miss it, Moses has taught them that Abel offered sacrifice as a show of worship. You see that?
Therefore, we also found sacrifice again in Abraham.
In Genesis 22, it was to show worship. Abraham would say to his servant, he said, I and the Lord will go yonder to worship. You see that? So, sacrifice was to show worship. It was already there. So, and when they got there, when Isaac asked Father, we have the gas cooker, we have the knife, we have everything. Where is the lamb? He said, the Lord will provide himself as the lamb.
That is a teaching class.
You see that? The Lord will provide himself as the lamb. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide himself as the lamb. Hope you're following me. You're not Jehovah Jireh for money. No. Jehovah Jireh was specific for the lamb. Hope you're following me.
So who then came as the lamb? Christ.
Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 29. John will say, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Where is he reading from? That is the Jireh. God has provided the Lamb. Hope you are following that. Hallelujah. So therefore it will be found first in Christ, sacrifice, and then more probably now right, offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice. An attitude that we would take off. See it in who? In Christ's sacrifice. Hope you are following it. Hope you are following it.
The same thing you find in giving.
Now he said they will give to the Levites, and it was a sign of honor that there should be no lack. Right? So in Christ's sacrifice, what do we have? We have
in Christ's sacrifice, we have the strength. Therefore, Jesus offered himself, gave himself that man shouldn't lack the spirit.
Very simple for you to see. Malachi chapter 3. Amen. That there be meat in my house, meaning there should be no lack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, we now say the essence of giving.
No, we need to buttress it. Hallelujah at this point. The essence of giving is not so that I'm giving so that my bank account will increase.
So you sow your Isaac for you to get an Ishmael. Amen. No. You are not, the reason why I'm giving to receive. No.
That is a selfish attitude. It's not Christianity, it's not of God, it's not of the gospel.
Hallelujah. It's not our character to give because we want to receive. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Amen. They give to receive. Ye shall be given unto you good measure, and I take it to collect offering.
Rather, he says that song or that passage of scripture is talking about man's reward system.
Hallelujah. Talking about judgment. Amen. Man's reward system. So that song should be a standing offering. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, we said the essence of giving is so that there should be no lack. That is the essence of giving. There will be no lack. And we're going to looking at giving in the book of Acts. Right?
Did we look at all that last week? Hope you read your notes.
Amen. We won't go over them all. We'll just take up from where we stop. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 2. Acts 2 where we read earlier. I mean where we read last week. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. On verses 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Amen. In breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and they all that believed were together, and all had all things, and they had all things in common, and sold their possession and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. You see that? And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, and the breaking of bread to house to house. They did eat their meat with gladness and with singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as were saved. Hallelujah. So in chapter 4 also we saw it. Hallelujah. Verse 32 is in chapter 4, 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common. Did you see that? They had all things in common. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Did you see that? Neither. So that means we give so that there will be no lack.
Did you see that?
So last week we also saw that giving shows our walk in love, right?
And we explained the background to that text. People came from different walks of life to celebrate Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen. We give as an act of our walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. It is a show of our walk in love.
Amen. So we said, we saw that example. Pentecost was for Jews all over the world. So during Pentecost they come now. Hallelujah. To celebrate Pentecost. And those, the three of us that were saved were Jews. And they came for Pentecost. And they continued steadfast. They didn't go back. They're supposed to return back. They didn't return back. So how were their needs met? Through other believers. Hallelujah. So there should be no lack. Okay, follow me. We give to the end that there is no lack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said last week, he said we give to meet the needs in the local church, right? The needs in and of the local church. We looked at Acts of Apostles chapter 11. Acts of Apostles chapter 11 verse 28.
Acts 11:28. Quickly. It says, and they stood up one of them named Agabus and signified by the Spirit that there should be great drought throughout the world, which came to pass in the day of Caesar, and then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And they sent it by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So we said, the needs of the brethren were met by the brethren. Right? Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said last week that many times that needs will arise in the local church that will be met by the members of the local church. The local church has needs. I usually will say things, say it like this. For you to move the gospel from point A to point B requires funds. Requires funding. Amen. Amen. For you to move from point A to point B, or for you to take the gospel from point A to B, to pass from it. So they are in our world. Hallelujah. So they are needs in the local church. And it will be met by the brethren. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, from what we read, from what we've been discussing, we saw that these are part of our service. Part of our service in the local church. Service to God in the local church. We saw all that as we read through Moses, right? Right? We saw that what you do to the Levite, you're doing unto God. So it is service unto the Lord. Hallelujah. When we give in the local church. Give in the local church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we saw that, how did they send relief material again? How did they send relief material again? Through the hands of the elders. You see that? In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, they brought it to the apostles' feet under the supervision of the local church. And I said, you don't cross give in the local church without a pastor. Hallelujah. You know that? How about that? Sown seed. Amen? You have to let your pastor be aware. I want to bless this person. And I said there are reasons for that. There are some people that the local church will not assist. Not because the local church does not want to assist them, but because Paul warned us against a certain kind of brethren that we shouldn't give to. Brothers who become lazy about. Right? Who become lazy about. So and then he said we're going to deal with that as we get to our faith in the Lord and material wealth. We're going to look at all that. Hallelujah. How to deal with some certain things and cannot fit. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So we meet the needs of the local church, the needs in the local church, via giving. We are giving. So that means if there are needs in the local church and no one gives, means that need will not be met. And that means we are not, that means
we are not actually walking in the Spirit.
Well, what do we do with all that? Hallelujah.
It's just very simple. If there are needs and nobody is giving towards the needs, that means that need will not be met.
Glory to God.
Let's move ahead a bit. So, how will those needs be met? Through the brethren.
So we can say God uses men. God uses men. And that is why at every point in time, a believer must be using through the Spirit.
God uses men. Here we go. So kill that mindset of, I want to just come out of my house and God will just send 10 billion of them in my door.
Every single person that is lazy had that thought. Let me just be walking. Let me just see 10 million there. Who kept it there? He said, no, God will just send angels. Supernatural. Wait. Where's Garo? Gonna have a, he has that message of miracle money. Miracle money. Amen. Just miracle money. And the miracle money is 115.
Amen. Miracle money will locate you this week. Yes. You just be walking. Angels will just line it up. 115.
See, I have, in as much as, it's not about that, things like that. You know, we don't take away the miracle, right? If you remember years back,
let me just share this, but it's out of my teaching. People that to hold, when I have to pause it, let me pause it. People just be praying as I'm walking out now.
Let your Gastani just leave that there, I just see 1 million. Ghana must go. I can see. Hallelujah. That's different.
Hope they're following you. Amen. Well, sir, can't I have such kind of miracle? If you see that money,
you are bound by law to take it to the police station.
And it's not a joke.
They are bound by law to take it to police station.
I'm serious. It's a lost but found money.
Take it to police station. You don't know.
You have to be forthright.
That's true. That's the truth.
You take it to police station.
Don't start claiming what you're not supposed to claim. They say, I don't know. I just saw transfer into my account 10 million. No name of sender. Sender's name. Take it to your bank. See, let me shock you.
Some days back, when I was doing transfer to my mechanic, and he sent me a wrong account number. Instead of 02, he sent me 20. And I paid it to that account. Truth be told, I paid it to the account. Funny enough, he didn't send me the name of the account, just sent me number. And I paid it. So later on, I discovered he switched the number. I said, me, I'm not going to pay the second time. He didn't get this money. Somebody else got the money. You know, in a same environment, that guy would be jumping. Woo! What's that? Somebody's labor.
Amen.
That person is miracle money, but there's nothing miracle about that money, but they miss it. And somebody's suffering for it. Don't get selfish in your approach. Say, no. Your God has to take from him to give you. Stop. You're not even one of the person that said, thank God though, I want to give testimony, I was in a bus. 18 seater, 17 people died, only 50 came alive. What kind of testimony is that? The rest died. Imagine the person that died was in that congregation, maybe the brother or sister was in that congregation hearing it. Amen. Don't say nonsense. Don't be afraid of you. Amen. Amen. When someone dies, the person has loved ones that is pain. Don't be afraid of you. Yeah, the person has loved ones that is bereaved. Don't go and say, don't be silly. Don't say, I want to thank God. On my way to Estoma, we were in a 14-seater bus, yellow, and the person, the one of the fellows was there, and he knew that was the bus the same day. He said, as we were going, everybody but bad news. No, don't say that. That's what you're saying when you say, God, two for me sound like gift to me. Come on, don't be bad. Don't be bad. That guy was angry. I told him, Neil, it's not my fault. So I will not pay you again. I will not lose. I will not lose it.
Amen. Amen. Very well. So no matter the kind of scripture that person has quoted, doesn't make it right. Hope you're following. And I shared with us about my friend who got such kind of money and I took him back to the bank. Took him back to the bank. Okay? I will call, discover that the woman that actually paid him that money was in the bank on Saturday just to look for her to reconcile the money. And the woman said she had made up her mind that they were going to take it out from her salary. A pregnant woman. And the guy got angry with him. Get angry. But we did what was right. Amen. Amen. Take care that. Glory to God. Justice. Righteousness. Right? Glory to God. Amen. So, how does God meet needs? God meets needs through men. God meets needs through who? Men. We saw that, right? Right? Is that what we've been reading? Look at Philippians 4. Let's see Philippians. I want to show you something. Philippians 4. Let's deal with something here. I'll start from verses 18. We'll still go back to verse 10, but let's see verse 10. It says, but I have all, and I abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. This is Paul. Paul said he received from them through the pastor. Did you see that? He received from them through their pastor. So when the pastor was going to see Paul, and Paul now said in chapter, if we go back to chapter 2, I guess, verse 15. Let me check. Sorry. Okay, chapter 2, verses 19 into 25. If I look at 25, it says, yet I suppose it is necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, a fellow worker, but your messenger, and he that ministered it to my want. This guy, so he's a minister, he's a pastor. So he gave to people and the church gave to Paul. What does Paul, how does Paul refer to their giving? He called it in chapter 4, verses 18, he called their giving what? He's called it an odor of sweet smelling, a sacrifice accepted. Did you see that? Well pleasing to God. Who received it? Paul. And it is well pleasing to who? Do you see that? I was not giving God. It's well pleasing to God. It's part of our service. It is a local church. Amen. Amen. So who gave to Paul? The church at Philippi. Hope you are following that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God meets the needs true brethren. Now let's see Paul's prayer. Verse 19. Say, but my God. Now when you use that word box there, is the word in the Greek that is used for a response after an action. Nevertheless, you can say. The nevertheless. This is that. Just like the nevertheless. The nevertheless, my God shall supply all your needs. My God shall supply all your needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God of all, according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, so Paul's response was, by God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus. Hallelujah. Very proud. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's God's prayer for them. So God meets our needs through brethren. Amen. Look at the context.
the properties of the church met Paul's needs.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, God will meet your needs according to his riches, his glory, God will. Right? So that is how God meets our needs. Hallelujah. True men. His riches in glory. Hope you are following me. His riches in glory. So, the needs of Paul were met through the brethren. Look at Paul verses 15. Let's go back again to 15. Now, you know what it says. It says, now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Did you see that? So when I departed from Macedonia, I said, no church communicated apart from me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He says, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Unto my necessity. Glory to God. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So, Paul's needs were met through the brethren. Hallelujah. And he uses the word, he says, no church communicated like they did. So let's see a bit about Macedonia first. But first of all, Macedonia is, from geography, is around, I don't want to get into that today, but it's around Philippi. Some people have said Macedonia is in Philippi. Yes, my hand. I'm not getting into that today. Hallelujah. But it's very vital we learn from the church at Philippi, also the church in Macedonia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go a bit. Let's see the church at Macedonia. Look at 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. From verse 18 to 9. You know what it says? It says, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. Talking to the church at Corinth. Now, here is something you have to understand about the church at Corinth. In the church at Corinth, they have noble men. Amen. They had rich guys. I don't want to bite my tongue now. Amen. It's a commercial hall. Let me just use that. It's a commercial hall. Amen. And they had those who rich, you had those who were knowledgeable, you had those who had money, had those who really don't have money. Amen. You have those who had wealth. Amen. But look at what Paul said to the church. He said, look at verse 8. He said, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. Amen. You can say, Paul had to say, when you say rob other churches, that is, he took from other branches. And gave to you guys. Hope you are following that. And gave to you guys. Amen. And when I was present with you, I was chargeable to no man. Meaning when he was in need and was with them. Does the man of God or the pastor have need? Pastors have need. And Paul was working. Do you see that? Say, but I wasn't chargeable to you. That is, I didn't place any charge on anybody. That's what Paul is saying. Hallelujah. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. You see that? Who supplied? The brethren from Macedonia. See, they supplied what was lacking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in all things, I kept myself from being burdensome to you. And so will I keep myself. Listen to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So look at what he said there. It was very vital for you to see that. Amen. Amen. So Paul took from the church and gave to them.
He took from what was lacking, what was sustainable in another church and gave to them. So how God meets our needs. Please,
Attend to that. So, how God meets our needs, his true men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at 2 Corinthians. We are looking at Macedonia. 2 Corinthians 8. Quickly. From verses 1. It says, moreover, brethren, we do you to weep of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia. Did you see that? How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty are bounded unto the riches of their liberality. Say, for to their power I bear record. Yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Did you see that? Watch that. He was referring to the church of Macedonia. He says, pray with us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. He says, and these they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Verses chapter 8, verse 1, he spoke about the grace. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 1, it's not about grace. It says, the way the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. So the grace of God there, he was referring to, was about their giving. Hallelujah. Amen. What's concerning their giving? We're going to see that shortly. Now look at what he said about them. He said, in great trial of affliction and the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. So that means the Macedonian church were not that very rich like the church in Corinth. Do you see that? They were not that very buoyant. But he said, in the midst of that deep poverty, Paul said this. He says, they did not, said, I mean, and this they did not as we hope. That is, they surpassed Paul's thinking or Paul's set. How do I put it? They surpassed Paul's imagination. Let me put it that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. For their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Mark that. Verse 5. They did not say, but gave forth their own selves to the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said he gave themselves. That's what Paul said. They gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Look at what it means by they gave themselves. Look at verse 4. It says, for if they be forced a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, not according to what he has not. First a what? A willing mind. Hallelujah. First a willing mind. Hallelujah. A willing mind must be there. To do what? To meet needs. So they have a willing mind. Hallelujah. They have a willing mind to give. We're going to deal with that shortly. Glory to God. Look at verse 6. It says, in so much that we desire Titus, as he begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. What grace is that? As it was found in the church at Macedonia. Is it in terms of how they gave? Yes. Look at verse 7. It says, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, did you see that? Was that what you had in the church? Yes. In offerings? Yes. You have to go to 1 Corinthians to see that, right? In knowledge? Yes. And in all diligence, and in your love, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. What is the grace? Giving. Hallelujah. Is that? They abound in this, and I say, yeah, you have to abound in this grace. Hallelujah. And then he used the church of Macedonia as a model for them. How did they give? They gave force of themselves. They gave force of themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Hallelujah. And he calls that a willing mind. A willing mind. Glory to God. A willing mind. So I wrote in my notes, you give your life. You give your life. You know, giving your life will not be born again. No, it's service. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Commitment. Call it a willing mind. Commitment. A willing mind. Willingness of heart. They give yourself. So you give yourself then your money. Not your money, first is yourself first. Hallelujah. So some people say, let me just pay money. That what the church needs is money. No. We need you. We need your commitment to the church. We need your commitment to the things of ministry. That is why a man who is not committed to the local church, we don't collect from them.
Hallelujah. We might need money so bad, but we might not see from them. Pastor Shebu shared with us
how someone came to church and said, okay, no one began to come. I'm going to write a check.
You know, they knew like, I want to write a check to beat all these names. I'm going to see the check first. Come to church, let's see you. Let people know that you believe what we believe. Or, you understand? Let's come to church first. Let's see you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Then we'll say, it's another life first check. But they don't see brother again. Amen.
Come on, yourself first. Not your money.
Now people can like check, oh, the church needs money. And serving you needs money. And just slide it. In their head, come on, I've just sold. Tomorrow, I gave this church. Amen. Is your heart first. A willing mind. A commitment. Hallelujah. Amen. When you have a willing mind, there's nothing you will not do. We'll come in there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I wrote here, your life, your commitment, your willingness. Not the other way around. That is the first. Don't put the cart before the horse. Or how do they put it? Yeah. Is it the horse before the cart?
Eh? Don't put the cart before the horse.
Hallelujah. Put it well. Hallelujah. A within heart. Now let's see how they get. How they get. Go to God. Look at verses 4. Sorry. No, verses 3. It says, for in their power, their record gave, and beyond their power, they were willing to give of themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Whew, man, I'll get there. Okay. I wasn't saying this, I skipped something. Okay. Hallelujah. So he said they were willing to bear record beyond say forth their power and verse 3, sorry. They gave their power, they gave up their power and they bear record here and beyond their power.
Glory to God.
Beyond their power. And he said they went an extra mile
to see the need of the church met.
They went an extra mile. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They went an extra mile. So that means we can see.
I'm looking for why I wrote something. Maybe I told you. Okay.
I've seen it. Amen. So that means when it means beyond their power, that is to say maybe they don't have the horse before the cow. So,
for example, I've seen people who, when it says beyond their power, it doesn't mean you go and steal. Okay, for you. It doesn't mean you go and rob a bank.
Beyond their power.
Maybe they gave up their power and went further. Beyond their power, maybe they went further. Hallelujah. To give. Maybe going out of your way. To see that the need in the local church is met. You could do that. You could go down out of your way. But not so wrong. Not to steal. Not to steal what belongs to another man. That is stealing. Say, okay, it's kleptomania. Kleptomania is thief. I'm just a kleft. He's a thief. Yeah, but he's a thief. Yeah, I can complete it. You can complete it in your own way. Hallelujah. Don't brand stealing. Stealing is stealing. That is a medical condition. Hey. Medical condition software. Thief. Amen? The Messiah is a thief.
Don't do that. Hallelujah. Go to God. But God beyond your power can need. There's a need in church. And I want to meet the need. I could pick up a loan for church. I could go an extra mile. Because I know I'm working.
not pick up a room, don't have a means. Don't. Let me warn you. Never.
I work in a bank, so I can tell you for free.
Never.
Me as your pastor. Never pick up a loan from a loan shark. You know, loan shark is mobile banking operators. Fair money, black money, purple money, and green money.
Amen. Don't pick people, they're not working. They're collecting loan. How will you pay back? I said, sir, they are publishing my name. They will publish it in gas. They will sell it in the street of Askelon. You don't know. You don't know.
Watch your power. Ha, amen.
Make sure you're working. Make sure you have a means to repay.
Amen. Hope you're hearing me. And when it's your time to pay and you have the money, don't say I will pay later.
No pay.
Be horrible.
I said that to whole lot. I don't just preach it, I live it.
Amen.
Be honorable. Be honorable. Pay them. You went to pay them. Pay them. That's why I'm not just quickly throw it into the market and come back. Don't throw it. Pay them first.
I hope you're hearing me.
Everybody needs to buy goods. When the goods come in, I'll sell and they pay. Pay them first. Because when they send it in the street of Askelon, your enemy will call you. Say, I saw your picture. You are hearing me. And you, when you are filling the form on that stuff, you are busy taking selfies. Find one. If that fine selfie you will send abroad. You don't know? That fine selfie.
I'm warning you. Amen. But when
you know you're expecting money. Salary by this time, by end of the month. Amen. And you can approach a bank. Can I put a proper bank, please? I got to go. I want a proper bank. I want a commercial bank. They'll give you a super. Hallelujah. 2.5% per month. That's 20-30% per month. And they're spread it for like 6 months. And pay every month for 6 months. Hallelujah. Pay every month for 6 months. Pay every month for 1 year. I put a bank. As long as you meet needs, we have. Hallelujah, of course. But we will. Hallelujah. He must have that mindset. I need to meet the needs of the little church.
CLC is coming. Some people are already receiving a lot.
Oh, my mom today. I'm in church, I'm talking to you.
Say that.
Anyway, I said, sir, why are you telling them in my church? Is it your church?
Have you?
Say, go to that. Go to that. Go to that. So, that is coming, you're already receiving a large amount of pay, you pay it together. But then start planning. Okay, you can go beyond. Don't say they gave me 5,000. I'm going to throw you 5,000. You can go beyond. Hallelujah. How much was being 30? How much was being 100? You want to meet that? You want to meet that? Glory to God. You're able to give up themselves first. And then their power and beyond their power.
Beyond the power, they mean they now want to steal. No, must do what is right. You can ask for them. Hope you're following me. Amen. You can borrow from a friend and pay back willingly. Not borrow from a friend and disappear. When you say, I'll pay you next week. You know that next week there's no source of paying back. I'll pay you back next week. Pay you.
Next week, the person will see you. Because you're asked, you're not around. You'll become a ghost. Amen.
Glory to God. Be willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God meets needs. And He meets needs through us. He meets needs through us. So God meets the needs of the local church, we said that.
Meets the needs of brethren in the local church, right? Through, and it will be done in under the supervision of the pastors, right?
So He also meets, we'll give to meet the needs of the local church, we'll give to meet the needs of brethren in the local church. We also give to meet the needs of our pastors. We're gonna deal with that next week. I have it in my notes today. But we're gonna deal with that next week.
Hallelujah. We'll give to meet the needs of our pastors.
Hallelujah. So we give. Amen. Amen. We give to meet needs. And it's a service unto the Lord. Like I share what a friend of mine shared online one time. He said, if the Lord is, he said, you know the Lord can lead you to give.
Not the Lord can. The Lord leads us to give. Hallelujah. The Lord leads us to give.
is a lead. We are led from God's word to give. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you can receive direct instruction to give. Maybe not because it was announced for you to give, but you're just led to give to your church. From your salary, you are led to give to your church.
Don't withhold that.
Your time is not that the pastor will tell you the needs that I church. But I always need the church. And the local church will have the needs. Which I don't like. We have the needs. We tell you the needs. We tell you the needs.
Amen. Amen. But our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory to us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So I say to you, if the Lord is ministering to you to minister to you in material things, don't hold back.
Oh yeah, don't hold back. I'm telling you, don't hold back. I'm not saying this because of that. I'm saying it as a believer. Now, not because I'm a pastor, as a believer now.
That is to say, I can, Semi can be in my, can put himself in what I'm saying now. But don't hold back. Because you're holding back. Is God not missing against me? That's how important this is. Amen. Amen. But wisdom has a need, and that is faith. And you have that leading to just meet, to just give. To just give. Okay, I say Pastor Wisdom. Okay, Philemon, you see, I have a need. I have been praying. You know you can pray about your need.
And then you are now God's answer to his need. And you are not holding back. You are not scratching for hope. You are not moving on this other side. But you not giving is God not missing on you because you have refused. God will not bypass your brain. But you just go and you are going to be entitled to give. You have to be willing to give. What are you doing? You have to give. That's practical. You have to give. So a believer is not one who is greedy. A believer who is greedy is a believer who is not yielding to the Holy Ghost. You don't be a greedy believer. But therefore, don't be an actor dumb believer. A believer is not actor dumb. No! Amen? Believers are not actor dumb. They are not actor radar. They are not okay bonds. No, don't be okay bonds. I give freely. Amen? Say, I give freely.
Some people say, have you heard some believers say, how far? Do you have money? Say they don't have money.
Please, can you share with this brother 5,000? They don't have money. They don't have money. And the next thing you are seeing in their hand is something worth 40,000, 50,000. How far? Where do you have 40 now? Oh, what if you think you can share 5K? You don't think I've been paying for as a pastor? Ah! Yeah, don't I have an online to this note? Hallelujah.
Amen. No. If everybody was like that,
Barabbas, who we are going to see next? Okay, maybe let's talk about we will not be calling some of the solution.
Hallelujah.
You know, if everybody was like that, they had all things in common. All things in common. There you go. All things in common doesn't mean you now give me, I'll now give you my car, you now drive it into God's house.
No. It's no longer common. I'm common. I'm normal.
You're common anymore. Amen. But all things in common.
No one lacks. No one lacks. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God's grace, that is what it stands for. Making sure that no one of us lacks. Hallelujah. So meet me. Say, I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. In meeting needs.
In the local church and need of the local church. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So, are you willing?
Yeah. So you have to train yourself. Let's train. You have to train yourself. Okay.
So give. Give. Give well. I'm going to look at that. Much more next week. Hallelujah. Let's learn something. Learn something?